Rose Under Fire, written by Elizabeth Wien and read by Sasha Pick. I reached the point where I started to wonder if I was really still alive. I thought maybe I got killed in my attempt to tip the flying bomb or when the swallow shot at me, and I was in purgatory, doomed to fly forever and ever over fields that looked like Pennsylvania without ever being able to land. The only way to prove I was still alive was to land in a field or to turn around and fly in the other direction. But if I was still alive, and this was really happening, then the Luftwaffe aircraft on my tail would blast me out of the sky if I tried to get away from them. So I couldn't risk turning or landing in case I was still alive. I had to keep flying. I think it's taken me about the same amount of time to write this as it took me to fly it. That's kind of incredible. I am writing at a rate of 170 miles an hour and going nowhere. I'm getting tired now, but my brain is still in the air over Mannheim, so I'd better land before I try to sleep again, or I'll be counting the miles and reciting the headings in my dreams. I don't know the name of the aerodrome where they led me to. The leader pulled out ahead of me over the runway with his landing gear lowered. He didn't touch down, though. He went screaming away for another circuit. I was so stupid with fear and confusion that I just followed him back up into the sky. The other guy was orbiting above us now, watching the show from 2,000 feet. They wanted me to land ahead of them, leaving them behind in the sky while I came back to Earth all by myself in Germany. I refused to play. They were the only friends I had anymore. I was not going to land without them. We went round and round the aerodrome. Finally, the leader landed. I tried to land behind him, but the turbulence of his horrible jet engines knocked my wings around so much that I thought I was going to stall, and by the time I straightened out, the runway was behind me, and I had to go around again. I was on my fifth circuit now, and I was sick of it. Show 'em how to land a plane, Rosie. I wish Daddy had seen it. I floated down with one finger on the control column, and I had only a third of the runway behind me when I stopped rolling. I didn't bother to get off the runway. I didn't want to get out. I didn't want to look. I rested my forehead on the control panel and waited. I can't stay awake another second. It is getting light.